me heart. I love you so much.
For true.
Oh, you mean?
You about rest me, God.
I love you. I would do anything at all for you. I love you like a bunch of love affair.
Oh, there, you are class. A minute after 9 o'clock, it's now time for us to go to Mad Love session. And I guess your presenters are ready. I'm Ken. I just help out. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Ken. Can you hear me?
Man, I can hear you loud, loud and clear.
Loud and clear. Can
you hear me? No, I can't hear you. Queen, I can't hear you.
you like them people that when the East Indian man come around to collect the money for the sand, you know, say, when mommy tell you like, say, hold on. So you can't hear me, but you can hear me better now.
Did you have a good weekend, Queen?
The weekend wasn't bad at all. I tried to pick any little crop over there, so, you know, the NCF got the sweet limes and things going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this week lame up by Kings and Queens on Saturday night.
Okay.
Had a little beverage.
That's just there by the stadium.
Yeah, but the Lama Company.
My yes.
That area.
My yes.
So I went there, had a place of old friends, and we had a little beverage and reconnect. Oh, you know, the last 2 years they shut up, they had a crop over there and that. And
my yes, true.
So I took a dog ready back door open. You know when you got a dog in the yard for a long time and you miss a left gate open.
Gone. He's bolted. He's bolted. So tell us how many clean.
I bought it over the weekend. You get open and do so. I hear the Prime Minister also say, somebody say, you know, the protocols relax even further.
That's right.
You don't need vaccine and things, because you're going to show vaccine and all that. So they get the parties and effects and different things. So I hold them out now.
So tell me something. You want us to go back to Queen, to the Mighty Grand Highway?
I would like that. But I hear from inside sources. I don't know how true, but inside sources was telling me that in 2019, the masqueraders said that they wanted that route. So even before COVID, they would say that they want that route going across the highway, which I don't particularly like, but who's been? Anybody?
Oh, there. So you can take all your stalls and put them up there? All the people?
I don't look at them, first of all, because they ain't got the way up there to shelter. They ain't got, you know, I don't like people to left home to go and learn the highway to watch people and they. You feel more comfortable learning Bike Hall and Eagle Hall, yeah, and that Rock Mayor Road and things.
Because the people who selling already got the store right there in the kitchen.
Huh? Right, exactly, the house right next to the road.
Right there. And all your friends and family from overseas, right there. Everybody
and the
right there.
And the road's right there. You can park
everything right there.
The back of Bike Hall or across the back of Buckingham Road or, you know, okay, every road. Any one of those side roads you can park, come and people at the bars and ready. Because that vehicle, but they're going to be able to park the highway, the ready park. No,
but you're going to find out for the office of PC Brooms, what he think. You know, he may think a little differently. PC Brooms, everybody wants to hear from you, man. Don't tell me what you think. Or you don't think.
Before the oil road, the Queen is absolutely correct. The Queen is absolutely correct. You know, the oil road, the people got the shops right there and everything, but the highway like a desert, man. I'd be like jumping in the desert, you know, they ain't got nothing. And they hear that they ain't got the stalls along the road either.
Oh there. No. I wanna sell my deputies and my bikes and things. And my hot dogs and things.
I don't know if you can be able to do that, yeah.
I can sell them straight from my house. The kitchen there, they ready, the stove there ready. I just gotta go and rent a tent. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Rent a tent from Julie's Party Rentals. You know what I'm saying? Or come and borrow yours.
And, everybody, night, but you know probably you don't live already.
My yes.
Because we just go, you know you can go at a certain house every crop over and buy you fish cakes and buy you putting in sauce. Because you know that area for the longest while.
That's right.
But correct. I don't know what happened. I really can't. I don't know what to study.
Oh, there. Oh, there. Never mind. All right, my love, go for it.
All right.
Right. Good evening, PC Brown. Good evening to VOB 92.9 country. Good evening to all of those people in the diaspora, all those Belgians, Lucians, Trinidadians, all those people that are joining us every week, week in, week out for another episode of My Love.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, it's got friends, it's got family. It's got exes, it's got all kinds of people. And occasionally, you know, depending on how your house start, you know, we know where house live.
All right.
Your house might not be able to withstand the storms and the hurricanes and the bad weather, right? You might go to a weather house. When the sun's shining, you got a palace. By the time you set the rain, set it too late, drops of rain fall, you're in trouble.
Right.
And you got the houses in that Barbados.
Even a day like today with the rain high. The rain real high today.
Right, people pay them book blow down.
Yep.
You got a piece of old breadfruit tree next to your house that you know, the plant is trying to be longest thing next to you. You're crack. Half a tree fall on your house and all kind of thing. Right?
True.
But, and we just always talk about, you know, when it got bad weather, you should know where your hurricane shelters are located. That's the first thing one thing to tell you.
Correct.
You do your normal preparing, you know. Hurricane preparedness, you buy your car, beef, milk, biscuit, dry goods, candles, cursing, all lunch, all kind of thing you buy. But it's always tell you to know where your hurricane shelter is.
Right.
Now, the thing about hurricane shelters and that kind of thing is that some people prefer to stay home. And if it get real bad, breakfast out there. Some people will stop at a friend, you know. But there's about some people that don't feel comfortable in a hurricane shelter. For one reason or the other, because usually it's been a church or a school and everybody's be there, so the room will be full of people. People can hear you if you're flat too late, if your belt's too hard, anything at all.
True.
You know, you don't got that certain sense of privacy.
Privacy, yes, correct.
And a lot of times people like their privacy, they let you know when they lay down, they can snore, you know, and feel comfortable. Everybody don't like to be up and wanting. But here's the situation, of course, today, you know, we get jumped today. You know, we were saying about bad weather, wrong Barbados, and ten. Next thing you know, I'm bringing on Brock's evening time. You hear government say they're shutting off government
office
at 3:30. The weather ain't looking so happy and all kind of thing. Now, today's scenario, which is based upon this same kind of thing. Now, a man living in a house, a little two-bedroom house, but he was, right? They got one little child there. Little two-bedroom house and thing. Ain't not a big. But it's a palace.
Right.
As far as you're concerned, it's strong. They got this spare room there.
Yep.
This small room ain't too big, but you know. As far as you're concerned, I see the palace. It may have a wall. He built it strong. He ain't want to bank for it. And he's comfortable. He wife and he little child. But he got a little call today friend of here, but by the circle in the room, Barbados. From his ex-woman, or we will call each other mother.
Right.
Right, and they got a little seven. He got a 7-8-year-old daughter from his child mother. Child mother called and tell him, you know what part of the is a little dry weather place down through here, so I asked to spit some rainfall. He's only got spit twice through here, so, and it's flood. And you hear how this wind here blowing from this old house, she ain't feel so comfortable there. Now, normally when bad weather kicking up, she would got her sister. But the sister's only the island. So this thing, if it happened in Shannon, but that hurricane shelters open on that and so. So she called him and asked him, you know, the weather here circling, and I look how it is. I want to know if me and your daughter could come by you and your wife and we don't want to let bad weather going on.
Right.
The little issue there with that. Is that she still got feelings for this man. You know, it's bracket that people still got a little feelings for him.
Every
now and then they still be telling you, I know you be your wife, but deep down your heart, I'm the best woman you ever had, and little things.
Tell
you chill money and tell conflicts and little snacks and things for later. And every now and then, She will make a little whisper out here and tell you, I just wonder if you're really happy, though. For that woman, you guys know she's got on bombard. You know, it's got kind of thing.
Yeah.
Happy to me, and you certainly the one marry, and all that kind of thing. She's betraying her here and thing. Not able to go back and tell you what, because that's called for another noise.
Yep.
And also, before the gravy boil out, she and the woman that had a little cussing out in the early days. You know, oh, after the damage she and was dating this woman, I don't know if they had a little cussing out, and she tell the woman, you come and break up me and my man, and you come and keep my man. One kind of things. Anyhow, we back to the day now. Very strong winds blowing hard. Yeah, but electricity off in certain areas. She live in a flooded district, and she called the man and asked the man, well, I want to know if me and your daughter could come there and spend the day overnight or whatever to this little bar where the flood. We ain't coming there to live. We just want to spend the night, whatever the situation would be, and then be gone.
Mm-hmm, right.
He said he don't have a problem with it because he got this pay room down the back that he could, you know, convert quick.
Yeah.
And I push kind of shot. He can tell his daughter, he had a little daughter in the bedroom. Let she come and sleep in here, sleep in that bedroom or whatever. And then could use whatever.
Right. Hello, space. Right.
But he said, I don't want to tell you come and say, let me discuss it with the wife. Which is you always talk about communication.
Right, yes.
Which is the correct thing to do. You don't want the wife come in and find the little girl and the mother in there, so draw. Abortion and not a lifted, and you don't want that.
Yep.
So he tried to call the wifey and ask the wifey if it is okay for her and his little girl to come join his little bad weather thing till tomorrow or whatever.
Right.
The wifey said, no. I don't have a problem with your daughter coming. But you know, little girls don't want to lift the mother too.
Yeah.
You know that.
Exactly.
Mother.
Correct.
So the lady didn't walk come there, but she said, and I didn't know perhaps she mother is or not kind of thing. Not that the woman got anywhere to go or whatever, because she, you know. And she don't want to let your daughter through.
Right.
The woman, I don't mind your daughter coming, but she ain't coming here. I don't, she got some bad ways. I don't want her coming here.
Yeah.
I know your husband tells you, but she ain't coming here to live. She'll come here, the guy in the back bedroom. I would get letting the fire stick to go down there to watch TV, get a little tablet. You know I'm gonna be she where she ain't gonna be you there. And it's only for the night. One single day, that's all.
Yeah.
But you know women will be suppose no this thing lasts longer than one day. Suppose the house she living in, go down.
Uh-huh.
BC Bruce.
One day can turn into a three. So before it even gets so far,
yep.
They're coming here.
They're coming here.
Let's find out where the nearest hurricane shelter is. If none open, well, too bad. Let's call somebody else by watching here.
I want she there.
So how school can keep with that? Is she being unreasonable? It is only a one day thing. Yeah, not your asking them to come and play cards together, sit down and talk conversation, and have an open conversation, or have a mere fire play chat. It ain't nothing so.
You can
stop your bedroom, or you do what you got, she died there, so what are you going to have to cross paths at all? Or join the period? No, you want me to say no? But it's in my house, though.
Yep.
And it's in my house. I mean, he and the wife live together, but he's who built the house.
Okay, we got the calls are ready. The calls are ready. Queen, your calls are coming. BC Bruce.
I can answer. I defer this one. Like a lady callers deal with it.
My lady callers deal with it. So I agree with you. I agree with you, BC Bruce. Come right in, please. Come right in.
Come right in.
Okay.
Hello.
I can get in.
My in.
Yeah.
In.
So, is it the same? Let me lower my radio, man.
Man, turn it off, man. Turn it off.
Look, Ken.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a big and or. I agree with the wife 100%. Right? That is, because if they had to so earlier, the wife ain't going to forget what happened, and she going to remember what happened. So that's a big and or to start with, sure. I agree with the wife.
Wait a minute. back up your trap a little bit. I hear you loud and clear. You're coming in very, very clear. But you asking in the position of the man, if that was your child and your child mother, you would be agreeing with your wife too?
Man, I didn't encourage that there. I was sitting on. That's a big, I was sitting on. I didn't even discuss it with the wife, period. That's a big and on. But that's bare trouble there. That look at the breakdown.
Oh, but what, in one night? In one night? You probably gonna break up in one night?
Man, before it is 1 hour. Because when it happened, the man may get one night, may get ignorant, and he may have. He's over in the back bedroom with him and big problems there. Man to man is still on just the end of the trust. So that's big trouble. So I agree with the wife doing entertainment because I let's say number one, the Holocaust so in earlier times, back when the forward, that she that way here, he that way she and saying that be a problem.
So they got two storms here.
Big problem.
Yep.
So don't start.
Lucy Bruce. They got two stars.
Somebody can be the bigger person. You don't believe that. Like, you can be. Let me use this term. Be the bigger person. I can show her they don't have to. What were the issues we had in the past? As far as you're concerned, that's bygones.
You can come back.
The woman can say, I will be the bigger person. Let her come.
No.
And let her come. Let her see that I am not this big bad wolf as how she was looking for portraying me as. Let her come.
No. That ain't gonna work out.
That ain't gonna work out.
Look, you know what? Hold it, spent and on?
Yeah.
Young boy.
And a big oar.
We got all the calls coming in, though.
All right,
we gotta go. We gotta go.
All right.
Come in, please. Good evening. Come in, please.
Good evening, Mr. Husband.
Good evening, ma'am. Come right in, please. Talk to PC Brooms and Queen.
Yeah, I want PC Broom called PC Broom. Like he wants psychiatric help.
Oh, Lord. Oh, dear.
Because...
A near man.
He told the woman and the man had to want check-in. And if I was the wife, I would not have given a response. I would not respond to that because that is foolishness.
But if you say that, you can't say that PC Brooms want psychiatric treatment. Because PC Brooms and I agree that this is, they got two storms here, one outside and one inside. You got to talk with Queen that want to bring the lady in there.
My apology, my humblest apology is the Queen.
Is the Queen you got to talk with?
Yes.
Because the Queen want all the B's at the highlights here.
I didn't say A, no, I didn't say B. I said for the four different cases. I am the defending lawyer for the lady.
You want a lawyer. Because what I'm saying is this. There have to be a hidden motive behind that. Why would she want to go at her ex? Knowing that he has a wife there, where she don't have no friends, huh? That's trouble. And I agree with the wife.
No, he want make the daughter comfortable. He wants to carry the daughter in and everybody.
He want he care and have it. Listen, you got a boyfriend.
What got men class? Very what? Listen, bad
men will always be men. Men will always be men. The men are like lepers, don't change the spots. And what I'm saying is, the wife, she's right. And that's something wrong with that woman here. She must realize now that she lose a good man and won't cause trouble.
You think she should bring the storm?
Pardon me? She crazy.
You know that she should bring the storm to my man, it's all about my man.
Technically speaking, yes.
She made it another star, right, Connor?
Exactly. She may be a category 5.
Oh, Lord. Of mercy, category 5.
Y'all question her.
What
are the questions? The question can't want to be
questions.
Not the
question.
What would Jesus have done?
That is common sense. That's common sense. Thing. If you think, well, you didn't call you until she come at you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Queen, acid corner.
Huh? Acid corner. My own leak. My own leak, boy.
you should invite her. You will say, let brotherly love continue.
I will let this somebody somebody right now. Let's hear this man holding and rolling.
You're going to
drive out of the house.
You're going to get up and put you in a room for the night.
All right,
boy. Okay, ma'am. All right, there. Thanks for calling. Keep the calls coming. Keep the calls coming. 4341790. I will take them as soon as they come in. 4341790. It's 20 after 9. All right, talk with PDC, bro. We get the call here. I wait.
No, I know you got to think about the child too, man. You got to see what will make the child comfortable because she don't want to carry the child like any and everybody.
Exactly. You carry the child like somebody who's not in next year, or somebody and there's one touching the child lock and
then exactly.
You got your child, you gotta be very careful when you take your girl children.
Exactly.
I was saying stories even when they had the COVID thing up in the north and think about young girls got it there next year, or fellas walk following me bathroom and all kind of thing.
What?
You gonna hurt the child, you sleep up and your daughter goes gone in the bathroom, the past one, you don't know who walked behind she.
Yep.
They're doing all these things. And a man what men are very protective of the girl children.
Take a call, Queen. Let me see how protective this person is. Come in, please.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, good night.
Good night, sir.
All. First, I being the man in the house, I will bring the child and the woman to stay the night.
You will bring them to stay the night.
I'll declare.
Because you're a man in the house. You speak with authority.
What to stay? Suppose she had a sister. And a man that live in a house and hosted getting rocky. She will bring she man and she sister in the house to live.
Yeah.
Huh? All right,
then. Suppose she let it. Suppose she left that child and the mother to stand in that house and get flooded. And God forbid that child get killed. How she will feel?
Good question.
How will she feel? She got me. She looking at one side, but she ain't got no human about she.
Correct. You bought it good.
And that's all I have to say. She got to give right. In for this. Well, it's not. If she don't feel like the woman going sleep out, sneak out the bedroom and go come in she bedroom, lock the door and lock she in there then.
All right. The house will have to be real big, real big PC rooms.
I upstairs
with my wife and my ex-girlfriend downstairs with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to be in the same little locale, that's be a trouble. Uh-huh. Because we're talking about somebody touching your daughter and beating your daughter. The same daughter is not going to be comfortable when her mother and my wife start to pull out one in here.
True. Yep.
Fight back down. You understand? Oh, go to my house. Anyhow, let me see what happened here. Good evening. Come in, please.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. Listen, I would hope that persons really listen to what I'm about to say, whether it be male or female. I understand the scenario. I understand what you are looking at. However, I believe in mine, it's okay to want to help some person.
But you ain't got to sound so solemn, though. You ain't got to sound so solemn. You sound real solemn.
All right, listen, I am taking my time because I don't want to get frustrated with what you're hearing, right? Because to me, listen carefully.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to speak slowly. Normally, I speak fast and get hot-headed.
I will give you all the time. Right? I can give you 6 minutes. You go ahead.
No, I don't want so much. Listen to this theory. If this is designed to show the stupidity that they're trying to make us men look like, I'm very sorry. Because this is one man who would think, I don't normally try my best to be on the women's side when I hear these scenarios. However, I must defend the women right now. Because how would you like to know that if it was on the opposite side, she going and she have a child with another man, the child is not with her, but she come and tell you, I would like to bring her ex-boyfriend in there because the scenario that happening. Yes, sometimes we just go and do things in goodness and it's end up to be disastrous. Any man that decide to allow that to happen do not like happiness. because there's not ever going to be happiness around that house ever again. We stand on these programs and we listen to women. We understand how women think. Why would you want to do something like that? A wife, remember, he had the lady before. Now, by having that lady before, there had to be some resentment or some breaking up where two of them separate. He gone on and married another woman, which means he down with you. Something happened.
So where you going to act then?
So, right. So now you're going to come to your wife. Despite the disaster, whatever is going to come down with the flooding and whatnot, what that man should have done first is try to help her to find some place to go, not at his wife's home, not in the same house with his wife. First thing that woman is going to think, weird. She ain't got a man. She ain't got a man all this time. She ain't got a man to help she. Then the next thing that the wife should think about, it is a normal thinking process as far as they're concerned. Why are you so embedded with this woman? Yes, your child. Tell me about your child. If he was a smart man, or if I think any man would be smart, would try to look to secure some place for the child and the mother.
Yes.
If he can't find some place, bring his child out. The wife would accept that with the child. But look to help that woman to go someplace
else.
Look someplace else to help that woman go. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I think about being German right now, when you think that every there's peace and safety in your house, and you want to be the man, you want to be the man, and you want to play you doing that, later on, that woman is saying that to you, but you don't know what's going on behind your back.
Listen, and she is spending one day neither.
Listen. That is the thing about it.
You spend the one there. Don't make queens. You ain't spend the one there.
Listen, when Queen Aratice is right, I hear 3 men already say he won't even know what happened to he. Right? Because to me, this is what one woman said to me. Anytime I talk to her, he disrespecting me because that woman have no right coming. He ain't asking me any further for she. Because what can happen? Listen, this is what women is do. This is what one another woman see it. Women is coming to the house, and you know what it's do? They wait to bend the man around, and they sweep up on the carpet. The sweeping, the dusting all about the place, from the morning sun is again, and making breakfast sweeter than the wife in the house is making. They do a lot of things, and it's in fear, and it won't be right for you to do that. Yes, as I said, you want to be nice, but say it don't end up right. Because if you is a man, and you could go and tell your wife that you want to bring this woman in the house. What the woman look at you and say? You see, you looking at this here from one point of view, right? But you know what it's saying too about men? The men that call and say, I'm very sad to say this. If men don't like happiness, and one of them men, because to me, that would making yourself unhappy for the rest of your life.
What?
Dear what? But good, they're talking about you train in a choir. Because the choir you singing in ain't a happy man. That choir you singing in ain't good for the man. Because listen, my last thing for this is this here, right? Let's say, I know for instance, right, that woman glad enough to get to break up your relationship with your wife. You know why? Because you ain't married she. You breed she and leave her. Now she won't come and get a little spot in there for saying that the hurricane can come or she can get flat out. What part she mind she had before all the rest of the time?
My man.
The woman would be saying to herself,
My gentleman, I offer you 6 minutes. You tell me you can want more.
No,
you
know, I want 6 minutes.
But listen, but you know that 7 minutes gone? No, hold on. Hold on. I guess 6 minutes, you take 7. And you know,
you write in the news. All right, listen, again, quickly.
This design
to make men look stupid and barbarous. Call a foolish man would do that.
All right, you can hold on or you can call back.
Go call back.
All right, good, okay. The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean on a hot Tuesday evening is exactly 9:30. Let's say good evening to the news packagers.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Shower in the morning, shower in the evening, or take a fresh at night. Enjoy a warm shower with Solar Dynamics, you'll feel alright. Comfort, safety, temperature guaranteed. Long service, fulfilling your every need. Take a shower in comfort, no more hot with water touch you. Solar Dynamics is the best for true. Save on electricity, be environmentally friendly. Solar Dynamics is the one for you.
This is the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Tanisha Rock, y'all. The Ministry of Health and Wellness is dealing with an outbreak of COVID-19 on a construction site in St. Philip, as well as the psychiatric hospital in Black Rock, St. Michael. A statement from the ministry says several people associated with the construction site have tested positive for COVID-19, and public health officials are closely monitoring the outbreak and providing support to minimize any risk of further spread in the environs. Meanwhile, the outbreak at the psychiatric hospital, which is confined to inpatients, remains contained and under control. The ministry says in both cases, all employees are being kept up to date on the situation and are being advised on how to isolate or quarantine appropriately to minimize risk to themselves and their families. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has sought to assure that the outbreak is being managed effectively and reminds the general public that throughout the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, it had to manage several institutional outbreaks, these including the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dodds Prisons, and a few nursing homes for the elderly. The ministry emphasizes that it remains committed to stemming the spread of the virus at the construction site and the psychiatric hospital. It says those individuals at the construction site who have tested positive will be placed in isolation, while those who are negative or have not yet been tested will be placed in quarantine. Government offices and the private sector have been closed early as precautions due to possible showers and gusty winds from the system passing to the south, as conditions may worsen during the night. Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw stressed that there is no need to panic.
While we're not at this point being impacted by a hurricane watch or a storm watch, what we are seeing is a number of very high gusty winds across the island. We're also noticing an increase in rainfall. And as a consequence, we have determined that it may be best for Barbadians to start to make their way to their homes to ensure that they're not caught in any extreme weather conditions later on this afternoon. At this stage, it is very unpredictable in terms of whether we will be affected severely. And I think out of an abundance of caution in speaking to all of the relevant authorities, we have determined that we will close the public service at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. I have already spoken to the head of the private sector, Mrs. Tricia Tanis, and alerted her as to the intention of the government to close the public service. And I believe the private sector will also follow suit in relation to ensuring that persons are able to get home safely this evening. In relation to those who are using the public transportation system, we've also alerted the Transport Board that commuters who will be using the service, that they will have up until 6:30 p.m. this evening to be able to access public transportation.
That's Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Meantime, Director of the Meteorological Services, Sabu Bess, while stressing there are no watches or warnings for Barbados, said showers and gusty winds can be expected.
Going into later this evening, much later this evening, and into the nighttime, we can expect there's a fairly high possibility that we'll see more of these showers coming in and out, a little more frequency, and with the wind gusts. And the gusts will still range between 40 and 50 miles per hour. Much later this evening into tonight, more frequent in and out showers with the wind gusts, not sustained. So the wind showers come in, you'll get the gusts, and then the showers go, everything goes back to normal. It lulls a little bit, still windy, but when the showers come in again, then you get more gusts in and out like that throughout the night. Going into tomorrow, we should see some improvement. Some showers knocking around. We get some gusts with the showers, but not as strong as what you're experiencing today and into tonight. But there will be improvement as we go into tomorrow, especially into tomorrow evening.
Director of Meteorological Services, Sabu Best. This after the change in Barbados's COVID-19 protocols, many businesses still have the protocols in place and the COVID-19 monitoring unit is reminding them it's unnecessary. Head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, notes that some malls, supermarkets and commercial banks are still conducting temperature checks and hand sanitization. He stressed that while hand sanitization remains mandatory for healthcare institutions, schools, the prison and other key government installations, it is no longer required at businesses.
The directive calls for relaxation of those things. We're no longer mandating that people sanitize as they go in or take names, or they don't have to do the temperature check. What we are asking is that places like supermarkets and so on, persons can put up the sanitizer, and it's optional for the customers to use it. So hand sanitizing is now optional. I'm not sure persons understand or have heard the last release. But the whole idea of temperature checks, taking of names and hand sanitizing, that's not something that's any longer in the directive. So we're just asking persons to adjust their behavior accordingly.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Banker, admits many businesses have been slow to adjust their protocols.
I think the private sector in some areas are a little bit slow in responding to the new directives from the COVID unit. But I anticipate that most persons, you know, sometime this week will get on board and that we should see the sanitization and the temperature checks being removed, because clearly the message has not been received by all areas at the same time.
That's President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Banker. And that was the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tonisha Rokyo. Good night.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Well, thank you very kindly, Ronnie and Tanisha, for getting together and bringing us a package of news at 9:30. It all came to you in association with Solar Dynamics Hot Water Systems. A very good evening to James. James has been in business for approximately 50 years. And again, we congratulate you. We continue now with Mad Love.
Sweetheart, I like you so bad.
For true?
What do you mean?
You won't rest me, God.
I love you. I would do anything.
Okay, your microphones are open. Queen and the PC Brooms, come in, please.
Yes, good night once again. Good night once again, Barbados. My love, another Tuesday. Not too rainy, very windy. My loving it. Loving it. Loving the weather tonight.
It's cool.
Cool.
When you put these two women in the house, it can be cool though. Let me tell
you. It can be cool. Not at all.
Let me tell you, it can be cool. 9:38, call us at 434-1790. And I promise you sincerely, I will take your calls as soon as they come to us. Come in, PC right. Brooms. I'll let you know when the call is here.
Sure. Right, Queenie, you know, at the bottom, we always got a recap for the people joining after the news.
Right. It get real hard in here. As much men that are going, it get real hard in certain stuff. I'm that right there, so over there,
just so. Listen, Queenie.
Methodically and solemnly, that gentleman there does know who just called it. Thanks for the call. Well, here we are, you know, bad weather is around hurricane season. I mean, hurricane season comes strong, wind, flooding.
Yes.
Don't keep this person waiting, please. Come in, please. Yes, please. Come in, please.
Good night to you.
Good night to you too, ma'am.
Good night.
Listen, I think that man went up by commissioner. I had a warning, man.
You see, they had one or two.
I think that he ain't straight at all. I was telling straight, I'm saying, child, the child, your mother, you understand? It was God, grandmother, you understand? Because it ain't coming in there, full stop, you understand? As far as they're concerned, if she got a plan that she carry elsewhere, because she ain't cuss me now and want to come in my house to do she think she want a day. She want to come in there to call a big uproar, you know? So,
That got nothing to do with it. All right, let me work on something here, Queen. Hold on. Caller number one. Hold on. I'm going for caller number two. Caller number two, come in.
Hello.
I want to see if you agree with caller number one. You're caller number two. You agree with caller number one?
No, I don't. Because I will tell my husband to bring her, and I will sharpen my collars and put it there on the table. Let me see it. And then she make a rope right across she hand. And then bring she in my house.
Queen, help me out here quick. And the officer brooms, come, boy. Caller number one and caller number two.
Where are your Christian feelings?
Caller number one.
Hello?
Caller number one, you hear what caller number two say?
Hello?
She's looking to cause a problem.
Listen, the woman with the collins, right? She's looking to put herself in jail.
She's going to be so full of shit and all that. Yeah, unless you go to church or the hospital or the monumental or something and stop in there.
Let's go there for the church.
Alright, those are two calls all at once. I'm trying my best to facilitate everybody. Come in, please. Hello?
Please, you are not a part of the show, please.
Ma'am, I am facilitating the fellas. What you want me to... Listen, don't go there. I am facilitating the fellas. I am not taking over this show. Please to do what? Not to take your calls?
Somebody's going to take the calls because we don't be in the show here. We be home.
All right, then.
Come in, please. Hello?
Good night, caller.
Hi, good night.
Come in, please.
Good night.
Good night. Oh,
Go ahead, we can hear you.
I think that woman has a plan, right? And that man is very disrespectful to his wife, too. Because what he should have done is when she bring that thing to him, tell her, no, I can't allow you to come in my wife's home. No, that would be disrespectful.
So he ain't going to say he house.
Yes, he got there. By telling the woman she can't come there. Huh? And the same room that he plans to put she in, he would soak it with water. Not in at me. Huh?
So what are you supposed to do with
his daughter? I don't mind the little girl could come. I have no objections.
But if the little girl says she's crying, saying she wants her mommy, we'll go along with your mommy.
But your mommy ain't coming in here. Your mommy ain't coming in here. Sorry.
Are you stepping to your word?
Yes. And if he think that the woman can come, he can go along with she too. Similar as that. Whoa. But they ain't coming out of that roof. No. Oh, no. No, you can't. She come in with a plan next day. No,
why sleeping. Why we all always feel that somebody got a plan and somebody's not gonna do evil in their business?
Why she pick him to call? She ain't know nobody else.
Huh? She's the daughter's father.
Thank God.
There's no people, but everybody's done feel good around certain people, and everybody else would not be able to accommodate you.
I would never call my ex to tell him that I want to come at him to spend a night, not even an hour. Huh? If he didn't have the bunny in the house, or care, But you got a wife.
But that's probably because your ex probably not speaking terms. But I mean, but they're still on speaking terms because they got a...
Because you told us they got something going?
No, because of the daughters.
Because his daughter was PC, bro. The two of them still got something going. He they still going to visit Shea when he got the money for the little girl. You don't know what is going on there.
Right, exactly. Huh? So, I mean, he's doing it for his daughter.
Feelings for the one of them. Told us they got feelings for the one of them. She ain't coming in there. Little girl, come. If you want me with your mother, but you got to go with your mother. Sorry.
Fair enough.
You're a rough customer.
No. You got to protect yourself.
No, ma, you got to think about the daughter, too. I mean, you got to look at it from, you know, that. I ain't got my daughter, there's nothing wrong with any and everybody.
The daughter can come, but not the mother.
But no, the little girl is comfortable. The daughter can feel, no, that ain't breaking up the family, man. I don't feel right with that.
Oh, okay.
You're separating. Yeah, exactly.
Little children, you would be surprised to see you tell your daughter come, but your mother can't come. And then 10 years down the road or whatever, that little girl tell you, I remember her trying to come to Barbados.
And you
tell me that I got to come and my mother can't come around me. Remember them little things.
Yep.
Okay.
You remember that the child that looked in the beating down. And you can drop next to you, boy, but she said,
I remember when she lambasted me and tell me all kinds of things too. You know what she coming out, we all know what she got coming out to put down there.
But it's 11 houses with men, and men is calling the dogs and all kinds of things. I'm going to talk about with you, man.
But not this one here.
No, queen,
not this one here, not queen. Not this one. Are you sorry for him? If I can't get you when you're awake, you get you when you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Hit me? No.
Mm-mm. All right, lovey. I hear you.
All right.
Come in, please.
Hello, good night.
Come in, please.
Yeah, I am on the air.
Yes, please.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, now my take on that scenario, right, is that he got to be the most stupidest man that ever could walk this earth. You gonna tell me that is your wife, and you come telling me what you want to bring your ex-girlfriend and a child at my house?
No,
that would not work with me, and that is the truth. Because from the time you even come with me with that, you know what I'm going to be thinking? I will not wonder if I'm still dealing, because who in the right mind I want to? Furthermore, as an ex, I didn't even be thinking about asking my ex to come back to his house with his wife. I would never think about doing that. And how would he feel if she said, I want to bring my ex to come with the child at the house? He would know then that he would not like that. So what he can do, the same way people is going to rent a room to go and do what they like, he could go and rent a room for the child and the mother. That is the best thing to do. And they would be by themselves in a room. But not bringing a body in a 2x4 to trouble you want. No. He and his wife would never... In a relationship again. If it was me, you can't deal with that, I would be mad. I listening.
All right.
I hear you, darling. Charlie, all the way in Virginia. Charlie is still in Virginia. She said there's plenty of hotels in Barbados. The man can put his ex in a hotel for the night. But the rest of the hotels will be free, though. It's all reasonable.
No, a guest house. You could go and rent a room in a guest house, and it's cheaper.
That guest house is not. There's a shark, but y'all are here.
Well, I don't care. That ain't got nothing to do with me. He did with finding
the
money.
There's one you come and do me a go. I do it in an hour and a half or 2 hours. You play out and somebody else come in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.